to do it, that the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Dalet has a bigger side in understanding the idea of Tari Lashma. What does it mean to learn Tari Lashma? So he brings down that the Rav Ha'ilam thinks, many people think that Tari Lashma means to learn L'shem Dveikus, L'shem achievement Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Chaim V'Lajner is Chaylik, and he brings many rayas that that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat that you learn for the sake of Dveikus, like it might be by mitzvahs, but rather L'shma means L'shem HaTara Atzma. You learn for the sake of the Torah to understand the Torah on the highest level possible, to be ma'ayna to the Torah, to be omen the Torah. That itself is the L'shma that you learn L'shem HaTara. And one of the big rayas that he brings to this site is from Argam Ovir and Daf Samach Beis, where the Gemara brings down B'shem of Lezer Reb Tzadik, Lezer Reb Tzadik Omer, Asei Dvarim L'shem Pa'alam, V'daber Behem L'shmam. You should do the mitzvahs L'shem Pa'alam, and you should speak in Devar Torah L'shma. So he's medayik, really from the Rush, the way the Rush explains the Gemara, that there's two different kavanas over here, the L'shma of mitzvahs and the L'shma of Torah. The Rush explains, by Asei Dvarim L'shem Pa'alam, he says, L'shma Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shal Pa'ala Kolam Aneu. You do it for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to achieve Dveikus, but B'daber Ben Lishman, but by Divertai, he says, Kol Dibrucha Masacha B'Divertai Yeh L'Shem HaTaira, Kegayin Leido L'Havin L'Hoysav L'Ekechu Pilbo V'Lo L'Kanta V'Liz Gais. When it comes to Taira, he says that the Limud HaTaira, the Lishma of Taira, is L'Shem HaTaira. It doesn't mean L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but L'Shem HaTaira, to learn in order to understand the Taira in the highest level, to be Me'ayin, and to be Amun, the Taira itself. That's his Yisayid in the Din Lishma, based on the Rush over here and other Rais. Just one thing I didn't understand is that he presents it as two different options in Lishma. There's one, he says, how many people think that it's L'shem Dveikus, and he's a Mechadish know that it means L'shem HaTara Atma, to learn for the sake of the Torah. And the Shaila is, why can't there be a third option, which is what Lishma normally means, L'olam Yasek on the Torah Mitzvahs, Afilu Shaloi Lishma, Shmitach Shaloi Lishma Balishma, that the meaning of Lishma, as opposed to Shalishma, means you're doing it L'shem Shemaim, not because L'kantar of L'Yisgais, not for Kavin, not for Mammon, not to be mekanter people, that would be shaloi lishma, and lishma means you're not doing it for that reason, you're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do it. So why can't lishma mean just that? You're doing it l'shem shemayim, and not for an ulterior motive, which is what the Pashas is in Leilam Yasek Adam B'tayim Mitzvahs, shaloi lishma, mitzvah shaloi lishma, bo lishma, that is the Pashas Shana lishma. So why can't lishma by Torah mean that as well? It seems like both tzadim are understanding that there's a deeper level of lishma by Torah, either it's dveikus or l'shem atara atzma, and the question is, what's hechach for that? So it's true that from the Rush over here, this is one of the chreichim. He's being medak in the Rush. The Rush is saying that when you learn lishman is l'shem atara, which is later havin l'hosav l'akachu pilpul, and not to be mekantel these guys, sounds like it's a little bit more than just not l'shem gaiva, it's l'shem atara atzma. But luli this Rush l'char, that could be a another pshat in lishman. It just means l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu that said to do it, as opposed to l'kantel v'lis guys. But al kapanim from the Rush over here and many other rayas, Mechaim V'Lazer is Mechadish, that the din of Lishma is not L'shem Dveikus, it's L'shem HaTara Atzma, and the more a person is Amal B'Tara and Misdabek to the Tara itself, the greater Hasagas of Tara he achieves, and that is the highest Madrega of learning Tara Lishma, which is Zeich L'Dvarim Harbeh.